Here we are, latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start with the news with Paul Scholes, and he's been discussing the huge mammoth tie at the weekend against Liverpool. Scholes said he would like to see Manchester United return to their attacking setup from the end of the season ahead of that game against Liverpool. Scholes hoped his old teammate Ole Gunnar Solskjaer considers a change in attack and allows Ederson Cavani to drop to the bench and see Mason Greenwood in that final third. He told ESPN, "I think Ole needs to start playing Mason more regularly now. He'll score goals whenever he gets the chance. The type of striker who could be hitting 25-30 a season when he gets more experience. He isn't going to score though if he's not playing. He's at the stage where he needs to be. It's similar to Phil Foden at Man City. He's starting to show that. I think Mason is at the same level." He did go on though to say, "Cavani has surprised me. I thought he'd run out of steam, but I don't think he's a player though who should be starting." Manchester United midfielder Paul Pogba admits that United cannot consider themselves on the same level as Liverpool, but he believes that winning the title is still a possibility. Pogba insists, "We've improved a lot, we keep improving, and we've still got a very young team," he told Sky Sports. "If you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. We want to be Premier League winners. We know how good they've been playing over the last few years. We know their quality and how they play. It has always been a tough game. We're not there yet. We are still very far," he said, "but they'll close that gap with a potential to get their hands on the trophy." And in some other news, Ahmed Diallo has been training with the Manchester United first team and have a possible debut in the coming days. Became a United player last week. It's not thought that Solskjaer will be taking a big enough risk to throw him straight in the action against Liverpool. It could well be that he comes into the team later on down the line, or may even feature for the under-23s when they travel to face Leicester in the Premier League 2. That's all them for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.